Come Ava Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Manachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Jaya Radha Shama Sundar, Radha Shama Sundar Radhe. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev.
Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotar Shatashri Srimati's Divine Grace. इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा श्रीवास्ति गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड गौर राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन धाम की श्री वृंदावन नवदीप धाम की श्री मायापुर धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की बृहद मृदंगा की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की, श्रीमद् भागवतम की, ग्रंथराज चैतन्य चरितामृता की, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा. थैंक यू प्रभु फॉर प्लेइंग मृदंगा. नमो विष्णु मदाय कृष्ण मिष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते राधानाथ स्वामी के नाम ने, कृष्ण मिष्टाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी के नाम. माय सिंसियरेस्ट ग्रैटिट्यूड टू एवरीबडी हु मेंटेन्स दिस ब्यूटिफुल टेम्पल. वी आर सो लकी टू बी गैदर्ड हियर एवरी मॉर्निंग टू ग्लोरीफाई श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर, श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम एंड गौर निताय. देर आर नॉट मेनी टेम्पल्स इन द वर्ल्ड हु गेट सच अ मॉर्निंग क्राउड. इवन गौरंगा प्रभु फ्रॉम चौपाटी was such a eloquent speaker. He had gone to one of the towns, I believe in Italy, and he said there were just a couple of people in the audience and everybody else was listening from home. So my sincerest gratitude again and again to everybody who is here, everybody who is listening online, and everyone who is probably going to listen. Please give your blessings so that we can discuss these beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and advance together. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Shri Advaita Gadadhara Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from CC Madhya Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 23rd, 117 through 118. And this is the ecstatic pastimes discussed between Lord Chaitanya and Sanatan Goswami. We are on the last chapter of this discussion. There were 4 or 5 chapters. One of the longest section in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela. And we are coming to the end. So this is a very, very important verse. Maushala Leela Arya Krishna Antardhana. Maushala Leela Arya Krishna Antardhana. केशावतार आर यता विरुद्ध व्याख्यान. केशावतार आर यता विरुद्ध व्याख्यान. महिषी हरण आदि सब माया माया. महिषी हरण आदि सब माया माया. व्याख्या शिखाइला याय छे शुशी धांत हया. व्याख्या शिखाइला याय छे शुशी धांत हया. If it's okay, I will read translation and then we can do repeating. Translation is, illusory stories opposed to the conclusions of Krishna consciousness. Illusory stories concern the destruction of the Yadu dynasty. Krishna's disappearance. The story that Krishna and Balram arise from a black hair and a white hair of Shirodakshai Vishnu, and the story about the kidnapping of the queens. So this whole thing is an illusory story. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explain to Sanatan Goswami the proper conclusions of these stories. Please repeat the verse. Maushala Leela. Would anybody like? Maushala Leela Krishna Antardhan. Maushala Leela Hare Krishna Antardhana Keshavatara Arayata Virudha Khyana Mahishi Harana Adi Sabha Maya Maya Vyakhya Shikha Ila Yaiche Susiddhanta Haya. Maushala Leela Hare Krishna Antardhana Keshava Avatara Arayur Vidruddha Khyana Mahishi Harana Adi Sabha Maya Maya Antahaya. Vaishnavi. Maushala Leela Hare Krishna Antardhana Keshavatara Arayata Virudha Vyakhyana Mahishi Harana Adi Sabha Maya Maya Vyakhya Shikhaila Yaiche Sushiddhanta Haya. Synonym, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maushala Leela, the pastimes of destroying the Yadu dynasty are also Krishna Antardhan, the disappearance of Krishna, Keshavatar, the incarnation of the hairs, are also Yata, all, Viruddha Vyakhyana, statements against the Krishna consciousness conclusion, Krishna conscious conclusion. Mahishi Harana, kidnapping of the queens, Adi, and so on. Sabha, all, Maya Maya, made of the external energy, Vyakhya, explanations, countering the attack of the Asuras, in the brackets. Shikhaila, instructed, Yaiche, which, Susiddhanta, proper conclusions, Haya, are. And now we go to a very long purport. Due to envy, many asuras describe Krishna to be like a black crow or an incarnation of a hare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatan Goswami how to counteract all these asuric explanations of Krishna. The word kaka means crow and kesha means hair. The asuras describe Krishna as an incarnation of a crow, an incarnation of a shudra, a blackish tribe. and an incarnation of a hare. Not knowing the word Kesha means Ka Isha, and that Ka means Lord Brahma, and Isha means Lord. Thus the word Kesha indicates that Krishna is the Lord of Lord Brahma. Some of Lord Krishna's pastimes are mentioned in the Mahabharata as Maushala Leela. These include the stories of the destruction of the Yadu dynasty, Krishna's disappearance, his being pierced by a hunter's arrow, the story of Krishna's being an incarnation of a piece of hair, Kesha Avatara, as well as Mahishi Harana, the kidnapping of Krishna's queens. Actually, these are not factual, but are related for the bewilderment of the asuras, who want to prove that Krishna is an ordinary human being. They are false in the sense that these pastimes are not eternal, nor are they transcendental or spiritual. There are many people who are by nature averse to the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Such people are called asuras. They have mistaken ideas about Krishna. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the asuras are given a chance to forget Krishna more and more, birth after birth. Thus, they make their appearance in a family of asuras and continue this process, being kept in bewilderment about Krishna. Asuras in the dress of sannyasis even explain the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in different ways according to their own imaginations. Thus, they continue to remain asuras birth after birth. As far as the Kesha avatar, incarnation of a hare, is concerned, it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.7.26. The Vishnu Purana also states, Ujjaharatam manaha keshav sita krishnav mahabala. Similarly, it is stated in the Mahabharata Adi Parva, 189.31-32. Sachapi keshav harir uchakarta ekam shuklam aparam chapi krishnam tau chapi keshava avishatam yadunam kule sriyav rohinim devakim cha. Tayor eko balabhadra babhuva yosau svetas tasya devasya keshaha krishno dvitiyah keshavaha sambabhuva keshaha yosau yarnataha krishna uktaha. Thus, in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Vishnu Purana and the Mahabharata, there are references to Krishna and Balram being incarnations of a black hare and a white hare respectively. It is stated that Lord Vishnu snatched two hares, one white and one black, from his head. These two hares entered the wombs of Rohini and Devaki, members of the Yadu dynasty. Balram was born from Rohini and Krishna was born from Devaki. Thus Balram appeared from the first hare and Krishna appeared from the second hair. It was also foretold that all the asuras, who are enemies of the demigods, would be cut down by Lord Vishnu by his white and black plenary expansions, and that the Supreme Personality of Godhead would appear and perform wonderful activities. In this connection, one should see the Laghu Bhagavatamrita, the chapter called Krishnamrita, verses 156 through 164. Srila Goswami, Rupa Goswami, has refuted this argument about the hare incarnation, and his refutation is supported by Sri Baldev Vidyabhushan's commentaries. This matter is further discussed in the Krishna Sandarbha 29 and in the commentary known as Sarva Samavadini by Srila Jiva Goswami. Hari Bol. What a long purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita. so grateful to Srila Prabhupada for not helping us believe in these things. It takes lifetimes to remove these beliefs if you have them. I do a class for some of my college friends. We went to college together doing civil engineering. And some of them are executive engineers now at a big post in the government. They're about to retire, so they are at their maximum promotions. And we all come and read Gita together. We have been doing this for past 6 years. And I'm so grateful that Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita is there. Everyone reads from it. We read it on Zoom, and there's no prasadam afterwards. So I'm living this Mayavad philosophy back and forth. I mean, if we were not on the Zoom, we would probably physically fight. The arguments go to this level, that they have such a strong, fierce belief that Krishna is Vishnu's incarnation. That's it. And they don't have to go in so much detail about Kesha Avatar or this, that Vishnu entered into, Vishnu said that he will come as the 8th incarnation. They just know it, and they are so into it. It's like life and death for them. Not to believe into Krishna as the avatari, but to believe that Krishna is an incarnation, is avatar. So it takes lifetimes to remove this belief. At least that's my experience. It takes many, many arguments for many, many years, and we are still reading Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita second time. So I know this, how much difficult it gets. Thankfully, Prabhupada has given more explanation. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Karnapur Prabhu, is the 11th chapter, 635, whenever you can bring it. 11th canto, 6th chapter, 35th purport, Srimad Bhagavatam. So we'll bring it. In the meantime, have you ever argued with Mayavadis? Have you ever had to argue with anybody saying that Krishna is Vishnu's incarnation or Kesha Avatar or anything like that? Oh my God, you have been spared. You are the happiest person on earth. you have been real. Krishna is very merciful to you. It takes a long time. So 11th canto, 6th chapter, 35th. Purport, and many purports before and after that, we go in the same theme, is how to defeat the Mayavadis, how to prove to them that this pastime of Maushala Leela is not spiritual, is not transcendental, is not eternal. It's an illusory pastime, as it says. It just happened, and kidnapping of the queens, it just happened so that people can believe, the demons can believe that Krishna is just an ordinary person. And in this 11.6.35, if we go down, a paragraph comes. A great battle ensued, this Maushala pastime. And killing each other with hard stalks of cane, the members of the Yadu dynasty, means these are Krishna's children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, acted out the pastimes of their own annihilation. And then the next. It's not there? 35th. In the purport. And the purport, first three words are Lord Shri Krishna. In the purport, there are a few paragraphs. So first, Maushala Leela is described, that it's killing of the each other of the Yadu dynasty. And then Lord Shri Krishna, manifesting his four-armed form, sat down under a pipala tree, placing his left foot, the heel of which was colored red like red Kokanada lotus, upon his right thigh. A hunter named Jara, watching from the shore of the ocean at Prabhasa, mistook the Lord's red-colored foot to be the face of a deer and shot his arrow at it. At the base of that, this is the next paragraph. At the base of that same pipala tree, under which Lord Krishna had sat there, is now a temple. One mile away from the tree, on the seashore, is the Veera Prabhargyana Matha. And it is said that from this point, the hunter Jara fired his arrow. So Krishna is giving so much proof to any demon who wants to believe that a hunter killed him. There's a temple, there is a mat 1 mile away. In the conclusion of his work, Mahabharat Tatparya Nirnaya, Sri Madhvacharya Pada has written the following purport to the Maushala Leela. Now we finally take shelter of what a Gaudiya Vaishnava says. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in order to bewilder the demons and ensure that the word of his own devotees and of the Brahmanas be maintained, created a body of material energy into which the arrow was shot. But the Lord's actual forearm form was never touched by the arrow of Jara, who is actually the Lord's devotee, Bhrigu Rishi. In a previous age, Bhrigu Muni had placed his foot on the chest of Lord Vishnu. In order to counteract the offense of improperly placing his foot on the Lord's chest, Bhrigu had to take birth as a degraded hunter. But even though a great devotee willingly accepts such a low birth, the personality of Godhead cannot tolerate seeing his devotee in such a fallen condition. Thus, the personality of Godhead arranged that the end of Dwapar Yuga, when the Lord was winding up his manifest pastimes, his devotee Bhrigu, in the form of hunter Jara, would cast the arrow into a material body created by the Lord's illusory energy. Thus, the hunter would become remorseful, gain release from his degraded birth, and go back to Vaikuntha Loka. And then that's all I want to read from the purport. Thank you, Prabhu. And then we'll go to Chaitanya Charitamrita again, 23rd chapter again. So this is how merciful the Lord is, that he gives us the purports. With those purports are our lifeline. Otherwise, we could be drowning in the ocean of impersonalism. And look at the timing of this verse. Chapter 19 in Chaitanya Charitamrita is about Mahaprabhu instructing Rupa Goswami. We are Rupanugas. That chapter is so important to us. Right in the middle of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, which is extremely sweet. This separation is yet to come. The intense feelings of Lord Chaitanya, which sometimes causes pain, is yet to come. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in 20, 21, 22, 23rd chapter is talking about the sweetness of the Lord Krishna, opulence of Lord Krishna, process of devotional service. And finally he comes to this chapter, which is life's ultimate goal, love of Godhead. And the next chapter is Atmaram verse, Atmaram cha munayo. And so many different ways the love of Godhead is described, the supremacy of Krishna is described. Just in this chapter and the last 8 verses, we have this atheism. Why? Why would Lord Chaitanya mention it? It's such an important. Anything mentioned in the end, such a summary is very important for us. You know, why? Because, and you know, in this same chapter, 23rd, we read about Navadha Bhakti. We read about 5 mellows of 5 ways we can be related to Krishna. We read about 25 qualities of Radharani. We read about Krishna's qualities. We read about Swakiya Parakiya Rasa. We read so many beautiful things. So why do you think Lord Chaitanya is describing this? May I just take a couple of thoughts or comments, or why do you think it may be happening? Madhya Leela 23rd, 117-118 verse. Thank you. Any guesses? Why would he be bringing all the way to this Krishna being the black and white hair, on Krishna Balaram being the hair. Have you described a beautiful story about maybe, let's say, Gopeshwari, 50 years of beautiful life in Krishna consciousness, 60 years, Karnapur Prabhu, Pranipushan Prabhu, or anybody else. And then you, at the end of a very important thing, you describe, oh, and then somebody came and said such a bad thing. Any comments, any guesses, any reflections? To remove any doubts, thank you. To defeat Mayavadi philosophy. I love it, Guru Prasad Prabhu.
Well, there is a big discussion in the Vedic tradition about Vishnu being the God.
Yes.
And then Krishna is the avatar. So that is definitely something that...
And your name, Prabhu? Can you please?
Nandudas. It's definitely something that, as you said, is very prevalent in India.
In Vedic traditions.
Yeah, that we consider that Krishna is an incarnation of Lord Vishnu. And then to have so many quotes, like Srila Prabhupada quoted, that confirm that particular thought, like you said, it thickens the plot.
Thank you. Thickens the plot. I like that. Thank you, sir, Nandu Prahar Prabhu. So I was thinking, you want to say something? No. Oh, Haribol. Oh, Radhakund Prabhu, Radhakund Mataji's son. Thank you so much. Thank you. She was one of the first devotees I met and taught me about book distribution in Vrindavan. Thank you. Yeah. So, you know, I was thinking, after 8.4 million lifetimes, one takes human birth. After all that millions and billions of years it takes to come in the human form, 1 in 1,000 come to Krishna, manushyanam sahasreshu kashchida. 1 in 1,000 come to Krishna, right? That 1 in 1,000 may be reading Bhagavad Gita. Some Bhagavad Gita, they will have some interpretation. Fortunately, billions of Bhagavad Gitas are being distributed, so we have millions from Prabhupada, so we have a good chance. They know little philosophy. And even after that, reading for 5 years together now, right, on Zoom, even that, their doubts are not removed. And then somebody comes to Bhagavatam. And then the 11th canto, the explanation is in the 11th canto, and this is inside Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then they come to this. It is so rare to get a human birth. It is so rare to come to Gita, Bhagavad Gita. And it is so rare to hear this explanation. So we are so indebted to Prabhupada that he explains to us in detail how to defeat this Mayavad philosophy. And the last snare of Maya is that I am God, the impersonalism. I am God. So Krishna is just, another God. I am God and he's also God, you know. So this is the last snare of Maya. This is the last doubt. If we can remove that, we'll help countless living entities. Because one devotee, even if one devotee is left, he can make the rest of the world Krishna conscious. You know, so just that... And just give this one life to Krishna. Just give this one moment for book distribution. And just give this explanation to just one Mayavadi. And we can be so fortunate. Our fortune cannot compare to Vaikunthavasis. It's nice to be in Vaikuntha. Nothing against it. But there's no chance to preach here. So this is, and I will read just 115 and 116. Those were two verses before this, so you can see the contrast. Text 115 from Madhya Leela 23rd. We were on 23rd chapter Madhya Leela, text 115. I can read it whenever we come to text 115. which are two texts before this verse we just read. Thereafter, Sanatan Goswami inquired, translation. It takes a long time. Sorry, Prabhu, it's at the bottom. And by the way, today is Hera Panchami. It's a very beautiful pastime, and we have enough time, so I'm going to share a little bit. And you can also see the parallel between Hera Panchami and this chapter. This is chapter 23rd, that is chapter 14th, in which Hera Panchami. Okay. So thereafter, Sanatan Goswami inquired from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about all the conclusive statements concerning devotional service, and the Lord very vividly explained all the confidential meanings of Srimad Bhagavatam. Imagine hearing from Lord Chaitanya himself, Srimad Bhagavatam. I mean, which Bhagavat Saptaha out there gets so ridiculously great? This is amazing. That then Sanatan Goswami heard this, and then in the revealed scriptures, Harivamsha, there's a description of Golok Vrindavan, the planet where Lord Sri Krishna eternally resides. This information was given by King Indra when he surrendered to Krishna and offered prayers after Krishna had raised Govardhan Hill. So these are two verses directly above the verse we just read. And it's so so nice that Prabhupada puts this up right next to each other, black and white. You can see, in, you know, how this... We can never get to Krishna. We can never understand Vrindavan unless this impersonalist doubt is removed. And now we'll read. And also we are very lucky to believe into Jaidev Goswami's Dashavatar Stotra. That's the only place where it says it's not Krishna, it's Balram who is Vishnu's incarnation. And the Mayavadis believe into Garuda Purana, which says, Matsyaha kurmo varahascha narsinhota vamanaha ramo ramascha krishnascha buddha kalki cha te dasha. They believe in Ram and Krishna being the Vishnu's incarnations, and Kalki and Buddha. So that's their... They omit one incarnation, and this is the 10 they got, Rama and Krishna. So we are so lucky to have Jayadeva Goswami's Dashavatar Stotra. Pralaya prayobhati jale druta vanasi vedam, that one. Keshavadruta kurma sharira, Keshavadruta shukara rupa, jayada jagadisha hare, etc. We are very lucky to have it. Otherwise, I have heard the Mayavadis, so, oh, Devi Dham is also great. Oh, this Shankar Dham is also great. Krishna is also great. Vishnu is also great, so let's worship everybody. Nobody is supreme. That is also something I have heard. So going to Hera Panchami now. I hope that much Mayavad was enough for you. And this is one of the sweetest chapters because it is discussed as part of Lord Chaitanya's discussion with Swarup Damodar Prabhu. Right, Pundarik Vidyanidhi Prabhu? So this is, now imagine, please think of, close your eyes please, if possible, and think you are at the Rath Yatra festival, which happened just 4 days ago in India, four days ago in Alachua, 3 days ago in Bharat Jagannath Puri. So please close your eyes. Please imagine Lord Chaitanya himself is at the Rath Yatra. Please imagine Lord Chaitanya is dancing with devotees. He's seeing Lord Jagannath 14 days after Snana Yatra separation. Everybody is ecstatic. 4 days this celebration is going on. Lord Jagannath is coming from Neelachala, Dwarka, Puri to Gundicha, Sundarachala, Radharani's gardens, Vrindavan. Devotees are pulling him with the ropes of love. Everybody is ecstatically dancing, chanting. People wish they had thousands and millions of eyes Lots of demigods are in bodies of human beings. They have come to see Lord Jagannath. Everybody is chanting, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. And this festival is continuing for, it seems like days. And then, I hope this works. Everybody's ecstatic. And then on the fifth day, Lakshmi Devi comes. Because Lord Chaitanya had promised, Lord Jagannath had promised he will come back the next day. And he didn't come. And you know what happens to the husband that doesn't keep promise? Oh my God. God help him. Not even Lord Jagannath can help itself. So Lakshmi Devi comes. Today is that day, Hera Panchami. She comes and she's opulently dressed. She comes with her maid servants, hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of them. And all of them are pompously dressed. Her chariots have bells and flags and everything is nicely decorated. And they are mad. And they start beating up servants of Lord Jagannath. And this is Hera Panchami festival. And Ramananda Raya is talking this, discussing with Lord Chaitanya. What's happening here, you know? And not only that, just a day before, King Pratap Rudra is saying, tomorrow we'll have Hera Panchami. It's also known as Lakshmi Vijay. Take all these opulent paraphernalia from my storehouse or the DT storehouse and decorate the carriers attractively and double the quantity of prasad that will surpass Rath Yatra festival and arrange the festival in such a way that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may freely go with his devotees to visit the DT. It's like bewildering. I was so bewildered to read this pastime. It comes in 14th chapter. I'm like, why? What is the significance of Hera Panchami? Why do we even talk about it? Because we have to understand, and this is my thinking, observing the facts, this is my observation. For asuras and demons, this belief causes failure that I'm God, Vishnu, Krishna is God, we are same, right? Or Vishnu, Krishna comes from Vishnu. But for devotees, what is problem? We are close to Krishna, like Lakshmi Devi is sitting with Lord Jagannath. But our problem is we want to show our opulence to other devotees. We want to beat them up, maybe with words, maybe with actions, maybe with something else. This pride is worse than being demoniac. It's worse than thinking that Keshavatar, Krishna is Keshavatar, black and white hairs. This is what we come here today. This is why we come every day to rub our hearts so that this false pride can get away from us. Cheto darpana marjanam. This pride can take us to hell, can stop our creeper of devotional service. And then very, very nicely, Lord Chaitanya and Swarup Damodar Goswami start from that Hera Panchami pastime and then they go to beautiful Radha and Krishna's pastimes. We have a few more minutes, so I'm going to read just glimpses of them. Once we overcome this obstacle, then we can dive deep into the sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Swarup Damodara, why is Lakshmi Devi showing this? Why is Lakshmi Devi doing this? Lord mildly smiled and he began to question Swarup Damodara. Although Lord Jagannath enjoys his pastimes at Dwarka Dham and naturally manifests sublime liberality, once a year he becomes eager to see Vrindavan. These gardens look like Vrindavan. So why did he not take Lakshmi Devi with him? And Sarup Damodar replied, Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, cannot be admitted to the pastimes of Vrindavan. If we show off our opulence, we are not allowed in Vrindavan. All the pastimes with the gopis that take place in those gardens are very confidential ecstasies of Lord Krishna. No one knows them. Then Lord Chaitanya asked, since there is no fault at all in Krishna's pastimes, why does the goddess of fortune become angry? Right? Why does this Lakshmi Devi get angry? There's no fault in Krishna's pastimes. Sarup Damodar replied, it is the nature of a girl afflicted by love to become immediately angry upon finding neglect on the part of her lover. And then I would request you to read this today. This is in chapter 14, verses are 60 through like 130 and stuff. And then it discusses how they spoke about from Lakshmi Devi's anger to Gopi's anger. And this Gopi's anger is so sweet. Even when they're angry, they're trying to serve Krishna better. And even when they're angry, they are trying to serve each other and trying to love Krishna more. And it goes to... When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates saw this, they covered their faces with their hands and began to smile. So when they're hearing this, Lord Chaitanya's associates sitting nearby are smiling and they're jubilant. And they're saying, please tell me the varieties of pride, Lord Chaitanya says, manifested in Vrindavan. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then there's a description, very nice, very beautiful. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt unlimited happiness upon hearing these descriptions. And he again and again requested Sarup Damodara to continue speaking. And then Sarup Damodar went, the gopis can be divided into a left wing and right wing. All of the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the chief. She is a jewel mine of ecstatic love and the source of all purified, transcendental, conjugal mellows. Radharani is grown up and her character is equipoised. She's always deeply absorbed in ecstatic love and always feeling in the mood of a left-wing gopi. Few more texts and then it says, upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy and being absorbed in the happiness, he embraced Swarup Damodar Goswami. And then they continue a few more verses and everybody's celebrating, hearing joyously, and then the ropes break. And so this is probably a few days these narrations are going on. And then Lord Chaitanya says to devotees, keep on singing. And to a couple of devotees, he says, please make beautiful ropes, more stronger ropes for the next year. And he gives the description of the silken ropes. So for us, let us think about tying, pulling the Rath Yatra cart with stronger ropes. Our attachment to Krishna, if it deepens, then our pull becomes stronger. And hopefully that's the rope of love that we can tie Krishna with. So that is my little thinking. And just one last request. I hope you remember this, that impersonalism, how they are distracted. And the main thing that will help them is Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. We are in the Bhadra Marathon. Please help us. Our goal is 100 Srimad Bhagavatam sets. We have done about 20 so far, and they're also digital sets. I hope you just take this much away from our discussion today. I'll be so grateful. And now I open the floor for reflections. Please state your name. That will be very helpful before you speak. if you have any takeaways, any reflections, any corrections, anything to add, subtract, chastise. Yes, Prabhu.
To muddle like the waters, like make it more confusing, like if he wants us to come to him, then why does he make it like, you know, difficult, like okay, it would be kind of nice to have it straightforward, no?
Yeah.
Like okay, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I did not just do this lila where Vishnu pulled off two hairs from his chest, and from those hairs, one was white and one was black, and like he threw them, and then one turned, Balaram manifests and Krishna manifests. So this is there.
Yeah.
This happened.
Uh-huh.
Although it is Maya Mae,
uh-huh.
Although it is endowed with Maya,
mm-hmm.
But Krishna did manifest himself from the chest hair or the head hair of Lord Vishnu. So, I mean, that gives ample amount of, you know, room for people to sit down and have a debate or argue.
Yeah.
Now, why would Krishna want to do that? That's a very crucial understanding that I just want to get my head around. I'm sure we all do.
So, I appreciate your comment. Please hold on to the mic. 1 second. I want to ask you something, too. I want to say one thing. It's much better than the wars that are happening right now between Russia and Ukraine, between U.S. and Iran, Iraq. I think people have this tendency to argue. Better to argue about Krishna than to have other things to think about and argue about it. Do you see a point in that one?
I see the point if you want to argue,
uh-huh.
But when it's time to discuss the truth, it's confusing.
Right.
And I think more important is for the people who want to pursue the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's people who want to argue, then there might be other ways to go about that. But
yeah.
I see that there is a certain naughtiness involved in it. That like he's like, come and get me kind of almost. And I'm going to hide and I'm going to, you know, play games that if you want to find an excuse to not, come to me. Then I'll give you multiple excuses. And I think that's something that you see again and again. It's definitely there in Krishna's character.
Yeah.
Where he makes it easy for people to find fault.
Yes.
With him, if they so choose to. You know? Like he will do something that will just like throw you off on a spinner. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, he will apparently be the ultimate supreme lover. And then never show up in Braj.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Not so just once, but never.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, okay. So now, how are we supposed to get our head around that? You know, like Radha and Krishna's prema is the supreme prema, is the definition of divine love, but
and the second
does he come back.
Yeah.
So then people criticize that kind of love. They're like, okay, what kind of love is that?
Yeah.
And then you have, and this is my own personal perspective, that I feel like Krishna, he gives us room. Like there's all the leelas I've seen, like Lord Ramachandra, his leela is of supreme responsibility and doing the dharma of a son, a husband. But then at the end, he leaves Sita Devi in the forest.
Mm.
And you're left with this thought like, what?
Yeah.
Like how is that? So the Lord does certain leelas specifically for people who want to criticize, to give them something to criticize. That's how I see it. And that's entirely up to the individual to choose.
Thank you. Would Pushkar Prabhu or any of the senior devotees like to answer that? Yes, please. Thank you so much for such a nice question.
I don't know, it's hard for me to follow what people are saying, honestly, but everyone's, there's a tendency to ask, why does Krishna behave this way? And it's because he's giving everyone an opportunity, a venue for doubters, venue for demons, venue for atheists. So the pastimes, you know, they have a sufficient humanoid behavior so that you can accept it or reject it. And with faith, like you said, it's a good topic for argument, not quarrel. Come to a higher conclusion that, you can't, the manifestation of Krishna's inconceivable potency is that he behaves in a very ordinary way because he's facilitating. You know, he's a provider, so he provides this venue for an argument, so we come to a higher conclusion. But he also why is he shot in the ankle and dies by his devotee in the guise of a hunter? Mm-hmm. Because that gives an opportunity to people who want to say that he's a mundane individual, and then he can be killed with an arrow. Right? And all the other pastimes, why would he bother to behave like a little kid? Because it's charming, and he likes being charming. And why would he facilitate, a fight that lasts 28 days with a bear? Because that's an exchange of affection in the form of, kshatriya behavior. Right? It's Krishna's being cool.
Thank you, Pani Bhushan Prabhu.
It's inconceivable. I ran it through the other day when I read it in Bhagavad Gita, but this last snare of Maya, thinking that I am God, but it really comes down to I achieved it by my own power, or I was lucky at gambling, or I've done it, right? I managed to tie my shoes. Nothing happens without Krishna. But that's part of it. So I start thinking that I did it. Mm. That's still thinking I'm God. You're not doing anything. Is that okay?
Thank you so much, Stita Dimoni Prabhu. Thank you for speaking.
Yeah, it's a relationship. You know, even in mundane relationships, sometimes people test each other. Oh, do they really like me? I'm going to act aloof or whatever, coy. So it's a relationship. And that
Sita Dimoni, please hold closer. Thank you.
It's like I think you answered your own question, too. Sometimes we're approaching him, and it appears he pulls back. But like there's all those stories where he appeared to Dhruva Maharaj, and then he pulled back in theory, and then it just churns deeper. So it's really a very deep, unlimited, intense relationship, and he's churning it because that's where the fun is. So he's trying to pull us in, and I think part of it is that's part of the relationship. More of the problem is on our side. Do we want to actually go deeper? This is a real thing, because there's stuff that's holding us back in our hearts that we're still coveting, so it kind of churns it out. So there is it's a personal relationship, and are these dynamic complexities, if you will. And actually, if you can, surf them comes to mind, that's not a good word. But if you can engage with them, it can drive you deeper into the relationship. And he wants that. Yeah, he wants that.
There was one question somewhere. Thank you, Prabhu. Please state your name.
Thank you. Nandu, Prabhu, as we were speaking yesterday, or a couple days ago, how Krishna, towards the beginning of his conversation with Arjuna, and also at the end, he says, because you're not envious, I will give you these instructions. And at the end, he says, don't give this to those who are envious. And then also at the end of Kapiladev's teachings, Kapiladev says the same thing. the incarnation of the Lord. So just based on some of our discussion, I was thinking, you know, Krishna is not vengeful. He doesn't mind if someone is inimical towards him. He's the ever-loving, fully loving mm-hmm. parent. And to protect the faith of that person, he doesn't want to give too much so that that person doesn't become more inimical towards him and therefore is kept more distant from that, you know, loving relationship. That's just kind of what I was thinking.
I think that's pretty much it. It's because people have envy in their heart.
Yeah.
Just deal with, process your envy, and once you can, you know, understand it, then we'll go further, you know?
Yeah.
But if you don't, then just, you know, maybe you can stay right there. I think it's only natural that nobody wants to hang around somebody who's envious of him. So just, he's got his barrier
yeah.
of you know, reasons for the envious person to stay on the you know, Brahman or the Jnana or
yeah.
all those other places where they can be comfortable at and not come too close to that personal relationship where he's, you know, more human and that requires a lot of faith. There, at some point, it does come to the point where Krishna says, you don't ask any more questions. I did it because I felt like it.
Mm.
You know? I do things because I feel like them. And if you have a problem with that, then maybe you can talk to Maya Devi or my other... So that definitely is there in Krishna's character that he... After a point, it comes to the point where there's no more questions. Don't ask why I do something.
Yeah.
Like for example, like when I see like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, there's one question that comes, is why did he take sannyas after he got married? For the second time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, and then I say, don't ask why. It's the Lord's desire. You will not understand it. This is a personal relationship that Krishna has with his devotee.
Mm.
You know, and how he wants to interact with that devotee is going to be entirely up to Krishna and his devotee.
Yes.
How Lord Ram wants to interact with Sita is none of our business.
Mm.
You know, it
yeah.
is a personal relationship between the Lord and his partner.
Yes.
You know, if we try to judge with our parameters of
yeah.
of human knowledge or what we think is right or wrong, then Krishna says, okay. You think you're the judge? All right, now, you know, welcome to your, you know, pathway to hell. You know, don't. So at the end of the day, I think it does that also come to the point where Krishna says, "I am the ultimate boss," and if you're gonna try to come to me with questions of why I do certain things,
yeah.
because you don't understand them.
Yeah.
Then you obviously have a authority issue.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's my.
Sorry. All right. Sharing your
thoughts here. Your point's well taken. That we're not going to control Krishna with our intelligence. With Gyan.
Can't hear.
You can't hear. Well, get a hearing aid like Pani.
Can't hear.
All right. Well, they should get hearing aids too, man. What's the problem with these people? All right. Jeez, man, so many demands here. But they're all picking on me, man. Obviously, Krishna's desire. But yeah, we're not going to control him with the intelligence. Like a jnani, it's like if I've figured it out, it must be relevant. But nonetheless, Krishna wants us to understand him, and he gives us opportunities to understand him. So it's not like, but you do get to a point, I suppose, in a relationship where it's just so much trust and love. You're not like, everything's got to be analyzed. We're just flowing. It's like every word's a song. Every step's a, and that's it. You know, it's just the love is so full and without inebrieties, I think Prabhupada were, you know, it just flows. It's like they're jamming and no one's looking back. There's no notes that are off key. So that's, you know, at least intellectually we can appreciate that. Of course, to actually be in that spot, I think we got a little bit of work to do still.
My only request is that you distribute Bhagavatam to whoever has that doubt. Because Bhagavatam removes doubt. Bhagavad Gita gives you thoughts.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And one small thing, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Ram worshipped deity of Sita Devi every day. And he was with deity of Sita Devi every day.
There's a cartoon that some Westerners have made of the final Leela. It is horrendous.
Okay.
A platform to criticize it.
Yeah, yeah.
If you see this movie, I think it's called I shouldn't even say it now. It's so offensive.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
To see how this Leela is enacted.
Yeah.
And there is no explanation. No matter how many commentaries we try to give to it,
yeah,
it will never explain,
yeah,
why Lord Ram sent off Sita pregnant and literally dropped her off on outside of my premises of my kingdom. She was dropped off, and then he picked her up. So we can give explanations, but those explanations do not add up.
Mm.
I think the only explanation that adds up is, don't question my decision. It's like that's the only way, because otherwise you look at it, the Valmiki's Ramayana is very, very, very. I've seen people try to give explanations for it, but it doesn't add up.
Thank you so very much. We can take this offline. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Thank you very much.